listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 5, Episode 16. Today I'm going to be talking about fear. And fear gets to the best of us, whether it's fear of failure, fear of success, or even fear of fear. All of us have experienced fear at some point in our lives, and it can be a real stumbling block that holds us back from being truly successful. Now, fear can't hold you back if you don't let it. And there are several ways to overcome fear, so here are my top 9. The first one is to separate reality from perception. Ask yourself what is really going on, locate the facts, and place them over your feelings. Next is to identify the trigger. Figure out what's in a situation that triggers you. Learning to identify it will help you learn to combat it. Third one is to know where your fear lives in your body. A lot of times, fear takes over physically. It affects different people in different ways. Identify if or how it affects your physical body and do the work to take care of it. For example, if you hold stress in your back, you can learn stretches, do yoga, or maybe foam rolling to avoid the pain. Practice gratitude. Every day, list out 1 to 3 things that you are thankful for. It doesn't matter how big or small it is. Gratitude helps shift the mind into a positive light, which over time overcomes fear. Listen to your inner voice. Monitor your inner conversations. If you wouldn't say it to a friend, don't say it to yourself. Speak positively to yourself and remind yourself of your strengths. Create a new association. Remind yourself that the feeling in this moment will pass. Focus on the positive outcome of the situation rather than the scary in between. Look at the glass half full. Perception is a very powerful thing, and how you feel about your situation dictates how you respond. So think positively, and you'll give yourself a much better chance of success. And this won't happen overnight. Practice with just one thought. What is the one recurring negative or fearful thought you have? Work on reversing this one thought, and over time, this will become a habit. Practice breathing exercises. Breathing helps center your body. When you stop breathing, your heart stops beating. You can do a grounding exercise or even take 5 deep, long breaths at any point to calm and center yourself. It's the best way to start your day with this, but feel free to practice it all day long. And last is to create a safe space. When you feel safe and secure, there is no room for fear. Find somewhere safe where you can retreat to when ill feelings begin. Whether this is a real place, such as your bedroom, or a place in your mind, such as the beach. This sense of comfort will soothe you and allow you to face your fear. And please keep in mind, these are just 9 strategies, and not everything works for everyone. But this is a place to start. Start implementing these techniques in your life, and don't let fear hold you back from reaching your goals and your highest potential.
Listening and supporting this podcast, and make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.